The Sportscast, September 20th, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And visit the website, thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net for the latest and greatest. And follow us on Twitter at thesportscast1. Yes, and also check out our app, The Sportscast, which you can listen to Alabama games every Saturday, every weekend, and make sure you tune that in. All right, so yesterday, week two was pretty interesting. Teams that we knew they were going to be good were good in week two. Teams that we thought were good in week one did not do well in week two. And injuries, a lot of injuries. T.J. Watt, Tyrod Taylor, Tua, Jarvis Landry, Bradley Chubb, Brandon Brooks, Brandon Graham, Andy Dalton, Alex Leatherwood, Danny Amendola, Nico Collins, Taysom Alua, and Josie Jewell, to name a few, happened yesterday. This happened last year as well. But anyways, joining us all the way from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the king of Twitter in Pittsburgh, Joey Toscano, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thanks for having me on. We've got a full slate of games everybody played. I love it.
I know. Let's start with last night. Well, no. We'll go with the games in order. I was going to say, let's start from last night of what you think about like the Ravens and Chiefs game before we head into the slate of games.
Possible game of the year.
No way. Can't be that good.
It was that good. It was, hey, two of the best teams having a great game. Oh my God. Just so good. All the credit to the Ravens and all the credit to Lamar Jackson, who is basically putting the entire team on his shoulders, and it's working.
Yeah. That did work out. Of course, they had a slew of injuries this past couple of weeks, of course. And now things are kind of being fixed. And he even said that he put this monkey off his back, Jackson. So, you know, yeah, being the Chiefs in Baltimore, now the Chiefs are 1-1. The Broncos are 2-0. The Raiders are 2-0. What does this tell you about the AFC West?
It's still early. It's hard to say anything. It's hard to tell anything from records so far. We could tell a lot about other things, but, you know, early. I mean, everybody in the AFC North is 1-1. That doesn't mean we're all equal.
Yeah, correct. Steelers lost. What happened there?
Oof. I was actually at that game. What happened? I think the biggest thing was there were so many injuries during the game. They lost T.J. Watt. They lost Taysom Alua. Right before the game, they lost their cornerback Joe Hayden and linebacker Devin Bush. It was just too many injuries to overcome, so the defense was depleted. But got to give credit to the Raiders. They might be legit. Also, the Steelers' offense is trash, so they have issues.
And I've been having issues now with who is the worst team in the AFC West. I don't know if it's the Raiders or Broncos because both of them are 2-0.
I don't know if there is a bad team in the AFC West.
That's telling
maybe the Chargers.
Ooh, and they barely lost against the Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah. The Chargers always find a way to lose. That's their thing. They just when the chips are down, when it comes down to it, they will find some way to lose one way or another.
Don't tell the Justin Herbert fans like Tyler Turner.
Oh my God, Justin Herbert is amazing. He is the real deal. He is awesome, but he's just a baby. He's just starting out. It's a great start to a career, but that whole team needs to do something because It always happens. It always happens. One way or another, something goofy thing always happens that they lose.
Can't be as goofy as Disney.
Possibly. Let's
begin with the recap of week two NFL. All right. Let's start off with the first game. Not the first game, but the Bills defeating the Dolphins 35-0. Tua got injured. Josh Allen came back after losing last week against a team called the Steelers. Joe, what do you think about that?
Buffalo just owns the Dolphins. They have won six. Not only have they won six straight against the Dolphins, but they averaged 38.7 points in that six-game winning streak. They just have their number. Yeah, Tua got hurt. That did not help the Dolphins at all. And the Bills got back on track. You could say that losing to the Steelers was a bit of a fluke. It's just, you know, week one goofiness. But I mean, the Bills are elite. So, you know, they figured it out. But what they need to do is help out Josh Allen. He can't do it all alone.
And of course, running back Devin Singletary of the Bills rushed for 82 yards and another touchdown for the Bills. How about that guy?
They need him. They need a running game. That's the problem. Their running game is Josh Allen running, and that cannot happen. You have a precious thing there, your franchise quarterback. You do not want him running around like a running back, so that needs to stop. Take pressure off Josh Allen. Have a running game so that he doesn't have to pass as much and run as much.
Let's go into the Bears-Bengals. The Bears, Andy Dalton also got injured. Justin Fields coming in, defeating the Bengals 20-17. What a game for the Bears. 1-1.
It's what everybody wants, is for Justin Fields to get into the game. Crappy circumstances for that to happen. You never want to see anybody get hurt. But, you know, Fields brings that element of it being a dangerous runner that Dalton does not. I mean, Dalton didn't really, when he got hurt, I think all he was doing was running out of bounds or something like that. So he is no runner at all, and Fields has that ability. So we'll see. I mean, we don't know how bad Dalton is hurt, if Fields is the guy, but, well, I don't know. This might be the start of the Justin Fields era.
The Justin Fields era has come sooner than we thought. Let's go to another game. The Broncos, AFC West, 2-0, beat the Jaguars 23-13. Cortland Sutton had a fantastic game, 160 yards in catching. How about that, Joe?
The thing with the Broncos is I've been saying they have a good team but not a good quarterback. But Teddy Bridgewater might be the real deal. If he's not the real deal, he's good enough. He's good enough to get them the win. He even threw a really nice deep ball. So the Broncos, they might be a sneaky good team.
AFC West, the Jaguars, another loss. Any tell with that?
Trevor Lawrence has 5 interceptions this season in 2 games. The Jaguars are just really bad. And as I've said, and I'll continue to say until he gets fired, Urban Meyer is not an NFL coach. He's a disaster.
Another high prolific head coach from college coming into the NFL, not working out. There is a position open in USC. We'll see what happens in the next few months. Browns defeat the Texans 31-21. Baker Mayfield said, "We're going to win this one," of course, against the Texans.
Yeah, and Baker got hurt. He threw an interception and then made a tackle and hurt. He needs to learn that when you throw an interception, just lay down or something like that. Get away from the play because they'll either pop you or you'll get hurt or something like that. yeah, I mean, you know, everybody expected the Browns to beat the Texans, and this was supposed to be the Tyrod Taylor game, but unfortunately he got hurt. The Texans are going to win some games. They are not as terrible as, say, the Jaguars or something like that. They're, you know, they have some okay players on there that are trying to, make a name for themselves. So they're going to win some games. They kept this close, but the Browns are better.
Deshaun Watson coming back, you think?
No.
I don't think so either. But the Dolphins need a quarterback, maybe. Would Deshaun be an option?
I've heard rumors that they were trying to get him. I don't know. I mean, no team would, you know, the only way you would get Deshaun Watson in a trade is if you got like some kind of bargain. But the Texans are, I don't think they're lowering their price just because of the circumstances.
They're not. They're looking for a couple of trade deals. They want the best deal out of it. Let's go into the Rams. They're continuing 2-0. Beat the Colts 27-24. Matthew Stafford, an amazing performance. Carson Wentz gets injured again. I'm not surprised. Maybe Joe is.
He hurt his foot or something like that. You know, he was hurt during training camp. Ugh, just I don't know, who knows what's going on there, but the Rams are just the real deal. And get this for a stat. Since Sean McVay has been the coach of the Rams, they are 37-0 when leading at halftime.
That's wow, that's very comforting.
Yeah.
Let's go to the game of the weekend. The Raiders defeat the Steelers 26-17. Raiders are 2-0. Of course, TJ Watt got injured, as Joe mentioned in the show earlier. Injuries caused the Steelers to win. Was that the main issue, Joe?
It was one of them. There were three main issues. The injuries during the game, it basically crippled the Steelers defense. The Steelers offense is just trash right now. Their offensive line is horrible. But you got to give credit to the Raiders. The Raiders had their own injury problems. The Raiders were coming from the West Coast to the East Coast, had one less day of practice, and yet, despite all that, they look good. Carr might be the real deal. The Raiders' offense was always good to pretty good, but they just needed a defense. They might now have a defense. Raiders might be sneaky good.
It had to be the stadium. No. I mean, like the stadium is helping them, maybe. No, I'm just kidding. Can't be that. But this game was in Pittsburgh. Of course, Roethlisberger passed for almost 300 yards, including a 25-yard catch and run early in the fourth quarter that rookie running back Najee Harris turned into the first touchdown of his career that drew the Steelers within 16-14. How are you liking this Najee Harris, a kid?
Najee Harris is awesome. He's going to be a star, but the problem is I don't care what offense you have, quarterback, running back, wide receivers, or whatever. If you do not have a good offensive line, you're not going to do anything. And right now the Steelers offensive line is horrible. They can't run block. They can't pass block. It's just bad.
Another note to take for the offseason. Let's see what happens in the draft. The Patriots defeat the Jets 25-6. The battle of the rookies, Mac Jones versus Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson had four interceptions. Mac Jones kept his mistakes very minimum, but was able to pull off a very predictable game in the Meadowlands. Joe, what are your thoughts?
This is what the Patriots do to rookie quarterbacks. They eat them alive. And Mac Jones is...
real deal?
He's a real deal.
You think so?
Exactly. He's exactly what they want. He's efficient. He's
perfection, you know, to the book.
He is.
He's in the library studying these plays.
Probably. I know he's not studying, working on his dad bod, but hey, he's winning, so all respect to him.
Zach Wilson, too early to tell?
I mean, the Jets are just terrible. You know, all you could do with a situation like that, four interceptions, you just take it in stride. You hope to learn from it. One interesting thing is this was the earliest that two rookie quarterbacks played from the same division played each other since like 1970.
No way.
Yeah.
Stop the madness. Anyways, Mac Jones, definitely great performance. The running backs, Damien Harris, James White had touchdown runs, and they intercepted Wilson four times. You just can't beat that. This Patriots team, like I said, had a not a good start against the Dolphins. Pretty leveled. Those two teams are pretty leveled. But the Patriots are still in question marks. We'll see what happens.
Patriots could have won that game. They could be 2-0 right now, but Harris had that fumble late against the Dolphins. So
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're basically one fumble away from being 2-0 right now.
Panthers defeated the Saints 26-7. The Saints were a totally different team last week. It might have been a Green Bay Packer issue, but the Panthers, Darnold won it. McCaffrey, full 9 yards. There was not much from Anderson. But the Panthers were able to defeat this NFC division rivalry.
This was, I think, one of the surprises of the weekend. I don't think anybody saw this happening, but the Panthers, I think, are legit. Sam Darnold might be the real deal. Speaking of Jets quarterbacks, Sam Darnold might be the real deal. And the Panthers defense, holy cow, they good, just man. Shut the Saints down. They turned Jameis Winston into bad Jameis.
Only gave me 9 points, so.
Ugh.
Fantasy 9 points.
The Panthers might be sneaky good. If Darnold can keep this up and they could stay healthy with McCaffrey and that defense, Panthers might be a contender.
How about James Winston? Is he the real deal, or he had a good game against Green Bay and that's it? But what's up with Winston?
Who knows? I mean, he was awesome against the Packers, and then he's terrible now. Is this what we're going to get? Are we going to get, 50-50 good or bad going week to week? Who knows? Or is he going to get more consistent? I don't know. I mean, you have to look at his past history. This isn't exactly his first year. He's been good sometimes and bad sometimes. I think this is just what you get with him.
He's
flip a coin.
He's good every other game. Garoppolo is sealing the deal with a starting position in San Francisco, defeating the Eagles 17-11. Garoppolo threw one touchdown pass and ran in for a score. Nick Bosa had two sacks. The Niners could be a real deal too as well.
Yeah, I mean, they have to. It seems like they're always dealing with injuries, but they have an elite running game. Very good defense, and they just need Jimmy G to be good enough, and he is. So, he's it's funny how you play well when somebody's looking like right over your shoulder. So
hey, sometimes is that what it takes,
could be.
It's good
could
for be. Jimmy G. I am pulling for Jimmy G. He's a disciple of Tommy Brady, so we'll see what happens. Jalen Hurts completed 12 of 23 passes for 190 yards. He ran for 82 yards. We'll see. Hey, 49ers are a good team.
49ers are good. Nothing. This does not speak ill on the Eagles. I mean, they still might be good. Just that the 49ers are just they're just one of the better teams in the NFC.
NFC West, but Arizona is the better team. Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeating the Falcons. 48-25, two touchdowns by Gronk. And, of course, Mike Evans showed up in this game. Joe, it's just the Falcons.
Brady is 9-0 all-time against the Atlanta Falcons.
No way. I did not know that stat.
Yes, including that one game in February that made me almost punch a wall. But speaking of the number 9, Brady has 9 touchdowns so far in these past two games. The Bucs are just rolling on all cylinders. They look unstoppable.
Just a minor detail, of course. 9 touchdowns in 2 weeks. Just a minor
detail. Okay.
Okay. Next week, he's actually going to play his first game in L.A. ever in his NFL career when he goes against the Rams.
Interesting, because he's from California, so that should be exciting for him.
Should be wild, so looking forward to that. The Cardinals is the best team in the NFC West. No debate. Beating the Minnesota Vikings by a point. 34-33. This Kyle Murray guy threw for 400 yards, Joe. I mean, he's definitely the real deal. If he's not, then call me crazy.
I'm not going to dispute you anything about the Cardinals. They are amazing. They are they're fun. They're exciting. Kyler Murray is amazing. It's
not as amazing as you, though.
What's that?
Not as amazing as you.
I mean, Kyler Murray doesn't get on Twitter or anything, but, well, I'm the Kyler Murray of Twitter. Let me put it that way.
Hey, I love that reference.
But this was just a fun game, a nice shootout. You got to feel for the Vikings. They should have won last week against the Bengals, but they had a fumble. They should have at least tied it against won it against the Cardinals, but they had a missed extra point and a missed field goal. I mean, they're basically a crappy field goal kicker away from being 2-0.
How's my boy James Conner doing?
He's all right. I'm just it's so weird seeing him in Cardinal red with a weird number, but I love him. I love them back in his days of University of Pittsburgh and with the Steelers. So I'm just, I just hope he's okay.
Ran for 26 yards. Chase Edmonds is probably the number one guy. Ran for Already 6 yards, so, you know, not bad for 26 yards for James Conner. Cowboys defeat the Chargers 20-17. Dak Prescott, of course, had a good game. Herbert did not come up strong, but hey, it was a close game though.
It was a weird game. Herbert is just he's good now. He's going to be really good. It's just exciting to watch him progress. But some weird things happened. They got kind of screwed by the refs. They took some points off the board. So that's just how it is with the Chargers. They always find a way to lose.
You said that before. Now, this game might have been the second best game. They say the Ravens and the Chiefs was the best game of the weekend of the whole season, but we don't know that. But Titans defeat the Seahawks 33-30 in Seattle. Derrick Henry ran for 182 yards, 2 fourth-quarter touchdowns. Randy Bullock shot that game-winning field goal. Titans are back. Yeah, after losing against the Cardinals last week terribly, they had to come back and win, Joe.
This is amazing. I did not give the Titans hardly any chance to win in Seattle. It's where it's so tough to play.
Well, they have an actual 12th man.
Yes, an actual 12th man. Julio Jones, 6 receptions, 128 yards. He came alive. So I guess the Titans viewed this as a must win, and they were going to win no matter what. But yeah, and Derrick Henry, best back in the league.
Best back in the league, of course. Tannehill had a good performance. And there was towards the end of the game, I think it was right before overtime, there was a potential safety call. But did you think that was a safety?
Sure looked like it. I don't know. They get real picky with those things. It's like they try to avoid calling a safety almost at all times.
Well, there you have it. That was week one. We did already recap the Ravens and Chiefs winning by a point, 36-35. Any final words on that game?
Just all credit to the Ravens, all credit to Lamar Jackson. He's putting the team on his back. And also credit to the coach, Harbaugh, who decided to go for it on fourth down, made it look like it was Lamar's decision. It really wasn't. They were going for it on fourth down anyway. But still, to have faith in Lamar Jackson to go for it and basically ice the game, that was awesome. The Steelers had a similar situation where they could have gone for it on fourth down in the fourth quarter, and they didn't. So all credit to the Ravens.
NFC North, we got Chicago, Detroit, Green Bay, Minnesota tonight. Well, sorry, not tonight. Detroit's playing the Packers tonight, but we'll get to that prediction later. Then you got for the other division, the South, Carolina, Tampa Bay, New Orleans, Atlanta Falcons. Tampa Bay is number 2 behind the Panthers, I guess because of points difference. Then from the NFC West, the Niners, Cardinals, Rams, and Seattle. So that's going to be a very tight. Niners are 2-0, Cardinals as well, Rams as well. And then Seahawks are 1-1. So slip up for Seattle, but they'll have a chance to return it. And then the AFC East, of course, you got the Bills, number 1. Dolphins 1, Patriots number 3, and Jets are 0-2. So we know the Jets are not the best team in that division. Then the North, of course, Ravens are top, and then the Steelers, then the Browns, and the Bengals. They're all 1-1. That's going to be a battle throughout the end of the season.
It's going to be a battle, but, I mean, right now, I know there's recency bias, but I don't think the Steelers are going to do much the way things are right now. It's just, I don't know.
That last game,
we got the way that Ben is getting hit, it might not be a choice whether to put in Ben or Mason Rudolph. It might be Ben gets hurt and Mason Rudolph has to go in.
Yeah, I think Mason, they kept it on that roster for a bit. And then you got the Texans, Titans, Colts, and the Jaguars for the AFC South. I think the Texans are number 1. I just don't know if they'll win more games without Tyrod Taylor. I mean, can they win without Tyrod Taylor? They're going to put the other quarterback, not Deshaun Watson. So,
It's that rookie from Stanford. I mean, it's hard when you throw a rookie in there so early, but
yeah,
you know, that's the only way they're winning is with Tyrod Taylor.
AFC West, Raiders, surprisingly, then the Broncos, then the Chiefs and the Chargers. I still think this is the Chiefs division.
God. Yeah. I mean, the Chiefs are elite, but wow. Like I said, there are no easy teams in that division. You know, when the Chargers are considered the worst team right now, and they are potentially very good, you got a really tough division.
Who's the worst team? The Falcons or the Jets?
God, that's tough. I would say the Falcons. At least the Jets have hope because of Zach Wilson, but the Falcons are hopeless. Matt Ryan is on, you know, people say that Ben Roethlisberger is old and brittle and washed up. Matt Ryan is not far behind.
Not far.
That is a
and
bad
he's younger.
Team. He's younger, and the Falcons might they might regret taking a tight end in the draft. Maybe they should have taken a quarterback.
Kyle Pitts, big question mark with that position. Predictions tonight, Detroit Lions at the Green Bay Packers, Monday Night Football. Will we see a resurgence of Green Bay, or this could be Detroit to take it?
It's going to be fun. This is basically a referendum on the Packers. They got embarrassed last week. Everybody's talking about does Aaron Rodgers even care? Does he look like an old drug dealer? It's just a really bad situation. So their pride is on the line. The Lions, I don't know, are such a pushover. I mean, they have a new coach. You know, they have a lot to prove.
Got Jared
so
Goff.
I don't think this is going to be a and Jared Goff, a new quarterback. So I don't think this is a a pushover for the Packers, but it's really a test of, hey, you looked really bad last week. What are you going to do about it? If they lose this game, I think the Packers season might fall apart.
It's over.
So I'm basically rooting for chaos.
Yeah, it could be a chaotic Monday Night Football. We'll see where Green Bay's at. I think Detroit's a real deal. I know they don't have all the pieces there, but Jared Goff is definitely not going to let this one go. He's definitely going to make the best out of it and living in cold Detroit at a cheap house somewhere in the suburbs of Detroit. Anyways, you got Detroit, right? Is that your pick?
I'm picking the Packers.
No way.
Yeah. Well, I own them, so I have to pick them.
Okay, there you go. I'm risky. I'm going to go for Detroit, but, of course, I know they're playing in Green Bay. But I got a feeling Detroit might pull this off.
I have a feeling. It might happen.
With a point.
We might see an upset.
With a point. Like a 36-35.
Wow.
No kidding. That's a high
another
scoring
thriller.
Game.
Why not? Hey, it could happen.
That's a Chiefs Ravens type totally of score. Happen. That's not a.
You never know. You never know.
Joe, poll question of the day. Who makes the best pepperoni pizza? Papa John's, Pizza Hut, Little Caesars, or. Oh, I forgot the last choice.
Doesn't matter. Domino's. It's Domino's. Little Caesars.
Oh, okay.
You know why? Because it's hot and ready.
Little Caesars
don't
hot.
Don't make me wait for my pizza. I want my pizza now. I'm driving to the place. Give me my pizza. I get the pizza now. I get out of it. I eat the pizza. I eat the pizza in the car. That's what you want. You want quickness.
Quickness. Exactly. And have you tried the Papa John's Shaq-a-roni pepperoni pizza?
What is that?
It is an extra large pepperoni pizza, but with a lot more pepperoni. I guess that's how Shaquille O'Neal likes it.
I don't know if you got to watch that pepperoni to pizza, the cheese ratio. You can't have too much pepperoni. It'll overcome the entire pizza.
You're right about that. Never thought about that ratio part.
Got it. It's all about balance, baby.
It is. I just, put it in there and whatever, it should taste good. But no, every ingredient, every proportion, measurement ratio counts. The Domino's is at 40% with Papa John's. Little Caesars is at third at 20. Pizza Hut at zero. I don't know. Pizza Hut makes
Come
good
on.
Pepperoni.
Pizza Hut is not that bad, people.
It shouldn't be that bad. It's pretty good.
It's not bad.
Anyways, you can vote on our Twitter account, the Sportscast One. Make your vote count. Joe Toscano, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about pepperoni and the Steelers?
I am Joey Bag of Donuts on Twitter, V instead of an F. Yeah. Let's. I could. When I talk pizza on Twitter, it gets nasty, buddy. There's we don't fool around about our pizza.
No, especially in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, yeah.
Pittsburgh pizza.
Well, I mean, in Pittsburgh, we get local. We don't get too many chain things, but those are some legit fights that come out when you talk about who has the best pizza.
Permanzi's makes good pizza.
You know what they actually do. they're known for their sandwiches, but Permanzi's actually has some pretty good pizza.
Underrated. Over here in Florida, the Permanzi's version, they were telling me they sell more pizzas than their sandwiches.
It would not surprise me. It's a good pizza, and it's pretty cheap, and yeah, it's good stuff.
Bar pizza. Anyways, you can reach us at the Sportscast at thesportscast.net. Then our Twitter, thesportscast1. We got Monday Night Football tonight. Looking forward to it. I am having a blast. Well, with football season, it's very curious. Wondering what's going to happen with Tua. His MRI results will come out later today. So keep in tune on our Twitter, on our website. Anyways, Joe Toscano, I'm hungry. It's lunchtime. Is it a good time to eat pizza?
Let's get some pizza, man. I'm gonna order some shakaroni or whatever the heck that is.
Let's do it. Have a good one. Bye.